I'm Dave Charles, and I have a special guest in the studio joining me on this Monday afternoon. It's Nick Husted from, well, I suppose we'll find out where you're from. Welcome. But essentially, it's all about a fundraiser to send kids on a Christmas camp. So welcome to you, Nick. Tell us about you and your event.
Hi, Dave. Yeah, my name's Nick, and I'm the youth pastor actually at Christchurch North Coast. And we are having a fun run on Saturday in the most unlikely of places. And I don't mean that in a horrible way, but it's in Chimoya. We've got a brother church there called Christchurch Chimoya, and they are running the fun run from their premises.
Okay, so clearly it's a run with a purpose of raising money. What do people that are listening to this and might be keen to participate, what are they going to expect to find there?
So I suppose it's pretty well organized. So we've got the traffic department involved. So they're actually going to stop the traffic in Chimoya. And so the roads will be marked out. There will be marshals on the roads. There will be car guards. And so you'll be able to have a run as you would in any kind of run. We expect, I suppose, 100 to 200 people to come down there on Saturday morning and join us.
Yeah. And what sort of distances are you running?
So because we're supreme athletes and extreme athletics, just 5Ks.
Okay, well, that's good enough. And I presume it's also an opportunity for folk from this area to see what happens across the track, because there are two worlds, different worlds, and unless you know and are exposed to the realities of these things, you are kind of operating with only half a box of chocolates, really. It's very important to try and understand the lives and the lifestyles of folk who we work with, and clearly we are neighbors, but we don't really know each other. So this is a good start, and also with a purpose of sending kids on a camp. Now tell us about that.
Yeah, so the camp is held actually every year. We find it's growing every year, and it's held at Treverton, and they've got a beautiful campus. They're actually on a nature reserve. And so this year we've got about 300 plus people heading down there from kind of different areas in KZN.
Yeah.
And it's all kinds of people. So it's not just people who would live in like a Chimoya kind of place. It would be guys there from Kersney, for example. Mm. And so what I love about it is that it's all types of teenagers on this camp. And we talk about lots of things. So we talk about things like addictions, sexuality. You have mentors that are your mentors on this camp. We don't have phones, so you go away for 4 days to this beautiful place and you actually have time to think, and you have time to talk about serious things, and you have time to hear from mentors who are older than you, who've been through a lot of the same things that you've been through. And if they haven't, then you learn from each other. So it's actually a brilliant experience. And I actually think that churches can often say and do things that schools can't anymore, because schools are under pressure. Mm. And so I think youth groups and churches are in a particular special place where they can talk about hard topics that schools find it difficult to talk about nowadays for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah. Just getting back to the fundraiser and the purpose, are the kids that you're hoping to send, how many are hoping to go?
So particularly from Christchurch Chimoya, we're hoping for about 20 to 30 teens to come along and join us out of the 300, yeah.
And what is the cost per child per young person?
So the cost per child is about 1.5 for the 4 days, yeah. So that's transport, food, everything. Yeah.
So this fun run is going to be an ideal opportunity for, I think there are a lot of good folk in the community of Ballito in the North Coast who genuinely would love to help in a meaningful way, but very often the opportunity doesn't present itself as clearly as this one does. So this is a great opportunity. We're getting into the spirit of Christmas and the spirit of generosity and kindness and love, all these things that would be so nice if we could actually just cling to them for the entire year, not just a couple of days around jingle bells. But seriously, it's an opportunity for you to clearly to go out and have a bit of a run around an interesting area. But also, and most importantly, it's a kind of donation to make a child's life different. And I think that the experience probably will.
Yes, I mean, I definitely think so. I think, and sorry, just to jump onto what you were saying, Dave, is I even just think as a runner, it's quite nice. You run the same routes here all the time. So I'm not the biggest runner, but I'm looking forward to actually having the privilege of, like you say, going to Shire Moir, see what things are really like, meet some of the guys on the local ground, and then go and actually run through their, you know, their space. And so I see that as a privilege and an opportunity. So I almost want to say, kids, parents, if you're a little bit brave, go with your kids and, you know, it'll be safe and you can go through there and just expose them to that kind of stuff, which is what you've been talking about now.
I think that in that way, everyone learns and everyone benefits because, I have spent time in areas like Shire Moir, and I'm always amazed at the enterprise, the entrepreneurial enterprise that you find. There's a lot spoken about it. Gigi Alcock and his carcinomics, the ideas and the books that he's written about the hidden economy of South Africa, because we hear bad news about unemployment and, you know, how terrible things are. But he says no. In fact, the informal sector is generating huge amount of activity and enterprise, and that's one thing that you'll see there. You'll also see how, and I hate to say it, but, you know, one gets onto these subjects quite quickly and easily in our beloved country, how monies that are supposedly spent or supposed to be spent and earmarked for service delivery to slightly less affluent areas than we're broadcasting from just don't happen. You know, it just doesn't happen. So you end up with this great expanse of want, and you think, but hang on a second, if you don't know about it, you don't know. But if you go there and have a look, you know, and you can add meaningfully to the conversation, I hope, put some pressure in the right places. So now, does one have to book?
One does have to book, but not entirely. So you can come on the morning, so from 7:30, because the race starts at 8 a.m., so you can come at 7:30, and there will be officials that will help you register on the day. So that's from 7:30. Otherwise...
And what does it cost?
And it costs 100 rand.
Only
100 bucks.
How are you going to raise all that money with only 100 rand per person?
So we've been doing a little bit of fundraising in the background.
Okay.
But we want a minimum of 100 runners and cheekily 200 to 300 runners. So I know that's quite a big gap.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'll be a great number.
Maybe we can persuade the Striders to all get down there. No, really, because, you know, they're a marvelous bunch of folk. And I think knowing that this is a good cause, and 5Ks for most of them is a walk in the park.
They can do a couple of laps.
As a warm-up, yeah. Yeah, but it'd be very nice to see that. And it'd be very nice to see a good support from the more affluent side of the highway. I think it would show a lot of good intent, shall we say, good neighborliness at this time of the year. As one is feeling a little bit more generous and optimistic, I hope. And certainly your efforts, Nick, and your team. What made you get into youth ministry?
Oh, good question. So, like I said, I think I'm one of the oldest youth pastors in the world, so I'm nearly 50. I never planned to be a youth pastor.
Well, I've got to say, you wear it well. You do not look it.
Oh, that's, yeah, praise God.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How did I get into it? I don't know. I think my mom always said I should have been a teacher. And then as I went through life, I suppose I came to faith. I became a Christian, trusting Jesus. And then through that, I've just always had a knack with young people and a concern for young people. And I think it's difficult being a young person nowadays. There's so much pressure on you, so much noise.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I love about this camp is you get away, and the kids often say, we love it. There's no noise for 4 days, and I can actually just think about what's really important. Mm. And so to be a part of that process is just actually a privilege, you know.
Well, you know, I think we should stay close, because clearly what you're doing is valuable and meaningful, and we would like to support that. And it's very nice chatting to you, and I wish you huge success. If I was a runner, I would definitely be there. But yeah, I think that ship has sailed a while back. But I'll certainly encourage others to, in my absence, and I might just pop along to support from the sidelines, because I think it's a good thing to do.
Thanks, Dave. Can I just add, sorry.
Of course you can.
Sorry for that. But if they want to book and make a donation, they can actually go into Quickit. So if you just go into Quickit and you search under Find Venue, KZN this weekend. It'll come up, and it's called We CCS Run. We CCS Run is the name of the event.
We CCS, double CS.
Yes.
Like Charlie Sierra.
Yes, as in Christchurch Chai Moya.
Okay, well, there we go.
We Run. And then you can book your ticket on there. Kids are actually 50 Rand, so even cheaper. And if you want to make a donation, it'll be wonderful. You can do that there.
Wow. So just like that. So you can either run or donate or, you know, in whatever way you feel moved. But get involved. I think it's a cool thing to do. More strength to you, Nick, my very special guest, Nick Husted from Christchurch Shire Moya. And the youth run is happening this weekend. This will go up as a podcast in case you've only just tuned in and are wondering what the conversation was all about and how you can get involved. So you'll find it on our website, all our apps that are available in the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, Radio Life and Style. Look for the afternoon show. Look for the pic of Nick. And there it will be, your podcast to download or to send on and to share the love. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show, Nick.
Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate it.
And the afternoon show continues.